Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're hearing some really exciting things from Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Glory to God, Billy. Jesus is coming.
That's right. And he said, if you want to know when I'm coming, then you watch the fig tree, Israel, and you watch the nations.
That's what we're doing today.
And we're doing it today. He gave us a prophetic picture of the nations. Israel, when they were scattered, the first place they went and were taken to was Babylon. And one of the young men who went there was Daniel. And early on when he was there, God gave him the interpretation of a dream that was given to Nebuchadnezzar that showed all the empires that were going to come that were going to affect Israel and that part of the world, the prophetic world. We're going to define for you today what
That's
is
good.
The prophetic
That's exciting.
World. Now, I want them to show you that colossus again, the metal colossus, when the wicked king Nebuchadnezzar saw the picture in a dream of the empires. It was a metal colossus, a golden head, which was Babylon. Arms of silver, the Medo-Persian Empire, of which Iran is a part. And we're watching Iran this week. And then the copper is Alexander the Great. I think King James says something else, brass, I think, but it's copper. And then the legs, the two iron, the western and the eastern, a portion of the Roman Empire. And then at the end of the ages comes the toes. Part of iron, part of clay, and then a stone cut out of the mountain comes and hits them, and God establishes a visible kingdom in the earth.
Yay.
Now, that was the first vision. Now, 48 years later, after that vision, God gives Daniel a vision, a night vision. And in Daniel's vision, this gives the nature of those empires that are coming. And so, Daniel chapter 7 and verse 1, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, still the Babylonian Empire, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. I put this down here for you.
Oh, okay, you got it.
Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from one another. The great sea in the Old Testament is the Mediterranean Sea. This is important to remember when considering the prophetic earth at the end of days. For the rule of the Antichrist is in the prophetic world of the Bible. So the great sea is the Mediterranean Sea. Here's what Clarence Larkin, wrote in his book entitled The Book of Daniel, page 118. This locates the geographical position of the nations symbolized by the four wild beasts. For while the Babylonian and Medo-Persian empires were not located or sprung out of, began on the Mediterranean Sea, as were the Grecian and Roman empires, but the Babylonian and Medo-Persian empires were greatly indebted for their wealth and power to their Mediterranean coastland, which they had conquered. And as more and more of this coastland was absorbed by the Grecian and Roman empires, when they came into existence, the prophetic earth, including Palestine, then called Palestine, Israel, as a center became the boundary of the Mediterranean Sea, and the Great Sea became little more than a Roman lake within the Roman Empire. So I'm asking them to show you the Babylonian Empire, which came first, the head of gold. And as you see there, the Mediterranean Sea is right there. The lands that they took over border the Mediterranean Sea or the Great Sea. Now let's take a look at the Persian Empire, of which Iran was a part. And you see it there as it's all outlined in gray, and you see that it borders all around the Mediterranean Sea. Now we're going to look at the Roman Empire. Look at the big Roman Empire and consider, there's the Greek Empire next they're showing you, but now let's go on to the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire, now listen to this as you're watching that graphic, listen to what he said. The Great Sea, this is what Larkin said, became little more than a Roman lake within the Roman Empire. You can see there how it totally surrounds the Great Sea. So here in Daniel chapter 7, he says that I saw four winds stirring up around the great sea. So these are the nations of those empires. Now, wind, breath, and spirit in the Hebrew language are one word, ruach. Ruach. So if you're going to say the Holy Spirit, you say ruach HaKodesh. If you're going to say the wind, you say ruach. So we are to understand, Larkin writes in his book of Daniel, we are to understand that by the four winds of the heavens, the evil powers of the air that Satan uses to cause unrest among the nations of the earth are stirring up around that area. At the closing days of this, as the closing days of this dispensation draw near, and Palestine, which is Israel, this is Larkin writing, at that time it was called Palestine when he lived more than a century ago. And at the closing days of this dispensation, as they draw near, and Israel is repeopled by the Jews, the nations that center around it will be more and more thrown into commotion. As Satan, in his last great effort to checkmate the plans of God, will bring into play all the evil forces of the air. The New Testament calls Satan the prince of the power of the air, the authorities of the air. So what Larkin is saying here is that this, when Daniel saw this vision and he saw these bestial natures of these empires, the Great Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, they're all around it. And that is the prophetic earth. That is the prophetic earth of the Bible. That's the prophetic earth that the prophets in the Old Testament write about. And those are the nations that Jesus told you to watch. And when they come into their prophetic places, then you know that he's coming. People say, oh, the United States is so powerful. Why isn't it in the Bible more? We weren't around in the Old Testament days. We weren't around during these empires when they rose to power. So you're going to watch what God said prophetically about these empires, and you're going to watch. We certainly are seeing the evil spirits in the heavenlies stir up all the areas around the Great Sea. Think about it, the Babylonian Empire. Think about over in all around Israel now. How are those nations all stirred up? By who? Devils. Supposed to be an Arab Spring, but it turned out to be a horrible situation. And then what's happening in Europe, which is a part of the old Roman Empire? We see in Europe and in France and in England and Belgium, and all of those places, we see them all stirred up. We here are told in Daniel 7:1 that it's the devil, Satan, evil spirits that are coming from every direction to stir up that part of the world. Daniel's vision, it's his first vision, 48 years after the metallic man vision of Nebuchadnezzar, he saw them as bestial. God sees these empires as bestial. The first was like a lion and had four eagle wings. This kingdom is the same kingdom as the golden head, Babylon. As gold is the finest of metals, so the lion is the strongest of beasts. Babylon was a great superpower empire. Our special interest in these weeks is the second empire, Daniel 7:5. And behold, another beast, a second, like unto a bear. And it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. In this vision of Daniel's, Persia was a bear. It says it raised up itself on one side. The Medes and the Persians were one army together. But Persia raised itself up on one side, destroyed the Medes, and became solely the Persian Empire. The three ribs were three major nations that it had conquered at that time, Media, Libya, and Babylon. Persian Empire grew to be vast. We're going to read when we talk about Esther that there were 127 provinces in the Persian Empire from India to Egypt. All the great empires were ruthless and killed, slaughtered many people. And this says of the Persian Empire here, much flesh was devoured. It speaks of the terrible violence and quick destruction exacted upon this empire's enemies. The bear is a vicious predator, a killer, and in like manner, Persia, the Persian Empire, was a devourer of nations. Then after that comes the Grecian Empire. Verse 6. After this, I beheld into another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had four heads, and dominion was given to it. The Grecian Empire came forth with great speed. Alexander the Great conquered quickly and with speed. When he died, and he died young, then the kingdom was divided into four generals, among his four generals. See how the Bible knows the history before it happens. It's not so much that God said, this is the way I want it. Yeah. He just knows how it's coming. Right. He wills that all men would be good and all men would obey God, but he knows they're not going to. And so he tells what they will do. Then after that, in the same vision, which is telling the bestial kingdoms, in verse 7, after this, Daniel writes, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. This beast was unlike any of the others, is the Roman Empire. And in its end, it is to have 10 horns or 10 divisions. We don't know exactly what they will be, whether they'll be 10 nations or there'll be 10 territories or areas, but we know that the old Roman Empire revived will have 10 sections of authority. Horns mean authority in its last days. We see in the book of Revelation that it's revived and that it's off the old Roman Empire revived, that the Antichrist and the false prophet, they will all operate off that old Roman Empire revived. Look here back in Daniel chapter 7, verse 8. I considered the horns, the 10 horns of the old Roman Empire revived. Now that's how we know that it's the old Roman Empire revived that the Antichrist comes off of. It's going to be a scripture in Revelation that tells us he operates off that platform. But look what it says here. I considered the horns of the Roman Empire, and there came up among them, out of that old Roman Empire, a little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things. This little horn, which ultimately produces the Antichrist, who will stand up before the Messiah and fight him in the end of days. The little horn, the Antichrist, will arise out of and use for a platform the old Roman Empire revived. We see the old Roman Empire revived. We see the European Union, I believe, will be very much a part of it. And we see all of that area revived again. Now, Daniel's going to have another vision. And this time, they're going to be animals again. Bestial. So 2 years after that vision, that's recorded in Daniel chapter 7, we get another vision. And this is Romans 8:1. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me, even unto me, Daniel, after that which appeared unto me at the first. And I saw in a vision, and it came to pass when I saw that I was at Shushan in the palace, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Ulai. Now, Daniel is still, the Babylonian Empire is still strong when he has this, Belshazzar. But we already know that Elam is going to become Persia. So in modern times, it's called Iran. In the Bible, it's called Elam, Persia. Now Iran. Shushan is the Persian capital. Shushan, the palace, is the royal city inside the business and residential Shushan, the city. Daniel saw that the world power was about ready to be transferred to the kingdom of Persia. He already had these two visions. He already knows the golden head's going to be toppled. He already knows the lion's going to fall. And now he has this vision, and it tells him it's about to happen. Wow. The Medo-Persian Empire is about to come. It was fulfilled 14 years later in 539 B.C. So, but when he has the prophetic vision of it, Daniel 8, 3 and 4, then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram, which had two horns. And the two horns was high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. The ram, God told him in verse 20, which you saw having two horns, are the kings of Media and Persia. So he saw this ram running fast, and it has two horns. One's Media, one's Persia. But Persia rises up and overthrows the Medes. And they're going to come, and they're going to overthrow the Babylonian kingdom, Babylonian Empire. Verse 4, I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will and became great. The ram's thrust of power was westward toward Israel and the Mediterranean Sea, northward toward Russia and Turkey, southward toward Africa. Persia was a huge, huge empire, covering 127 provinces with a prince ruling each province. But then Daniel also saw the fall of Persia. A great he-goat, which is Greece, came and toppled Persia. And then he saw the rise of yet another Babylonian empire. So God tells the future before it happens.
Yes, he did.
Now let's look at the Persian Empire. And I'm going to ask them to show you the picture of the Persian Empire, how vast it was. Remember, from Israel, from India all the way down into Africa and into Ethiopia is the great Persian Empire. So Noah's grandson, Elam, became this mighty empire. And this empire, the Persian Empire, blessed the work of God.
They did.
Yeah, they did. They blessed the work of God. We got over here to the second one. I guess you found it. The Babylonian Empire conquered Israel, destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. They robbed the temple of its vessels and treasures and carried them away to Babylon. The Persian Empire returned the captives to their homeland and helped them rebuild their walls, their gates, their temple, giving them money and provision to do so. They returned the vessels of the house of the Lord that the Babylonian Empire had stolen. And the books, when Israel came home from the Babylonian Empire, and it was the Persians that enabled them to do this, the Persian kings, this return is covered in the books of Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. That many books in the Bible tell about their coming back home. The Old Testament prophets tell the story of the Persian Empire. And oh, this is so exciting. Cyrus, the king of Persia, founded the Medo-Persian Empire, and he's the king who returned the Jews to Judea. Ezra chapter 1 tells his story and declares that it was the Lord who stirred him up to do so. Ezra 1:1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, Jeremiah the prophet prophesied to them, as is recorded in Jeremiah 25 and Jeremiah 29, Jeremiah prophesied to them, you're going to be in the Babylonian captivity 70 years. So now let's listen to this again. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. So this king of Persia, he said, God told me to help you go back home. And he stirred up his spirit. Now, the interesting thing about this is, 76 years before this came to pass, the prophet Isaiah told it would happen, and he even named the king in Isaiah 44, 28, Isaiah 45, 1 and 13. Isaiah said, God has a man that's going to serve him, and his name is Cyrus. Then 76 years later, here comes along Cyrus, the king of Persia, and helps them to go home. Iran had a very vital part in the first rebirth of Israel. What Babylon had destroyed, the empire of Persia helped to rebuild. When Iran gave sympathy to the Jews, it played a part in the plan of God. So here's the interesting thing about Iran in the Bible. And Jesus said, watch the nations, and we only can watch them in the Bible. We see times when Iran is like furious and the Persian Empire. And then we see other times when they're blessing the Jews. Tomorrow we're going to look, and you might want to read it early. We're going to look at Esther, because mm-hmm. she was a Jewish queen in the land of Iran. So one thing we have to remember as we watch these nations, that we're looking at them nations as nations. The rulers that they have at the time, do they go with the plan of God like Cyrus did, or do they go against the plan of God? What about Iran today? Are they going with the plan of God, or are they going against the plan of God? And we'll find out that it usually lies with the leadership. It lies with the king. It lies mm-hmm. with the Ayatollah. People as people. You know, there we have our own position with God. God wills that we would all love Him, that we would all obey Him. I cannot tell you of the many wonderful Iranian people. I know. Very brilliant people, and to me, very beautiful people. Sometimes I wonder if they maybe didn't have some of Queen Esther's genes in them. But, so, we want to separate here from the individuals and the people from their regimes. Now, we're going to find out that Iran becomes Muslim. We're going to see how that happens later on in this week. And Iran's regime right now is in a very opposite way, saying that they want to destroy Israel from the earth, burning the American flag, calling us the great Satan, calling Israel the little Satan. And so we see that regime, which is very anti the plan of God. But throughout its
now,
history.
When did that start, Billy?
We're going to be talking about that. It started in 1979, but we don't have time left to go into all the details. But we will do that this week. Good. We're going to start with how it started back in the 600s, but we're going to start about how they got so radical in modern times. But we're following them from before and looking at the end from the beginning, as Jesus told us. So you're going to really like it.
Ooh, it's exciting.
It's very informative.
Jesus is coming.
That's
Let's
the bottom line.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You don't want to miss any of these.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.